Hi, it's Ari Silverman.
You have to put it on mute.
Last
No, we read 35 and also 36. So we didn't read 37. Or maybe we did. That's what I'm not sure about.
I think you finished where you started up.
Yeah, we read 37, so let's start with 38. Yamina behahu amuda shalim bim saita kalel biraza dish mala vesalek veela ad nekuda kadma avinatel viachitaman mila. Dilat nekudin olam shurik shuruk kirik zera kodesh dehalet zara reiz dira bar biraza davicha bar kola bi amuda deem saita biapek yesodo soda di alma ugin kach ikre kol tiachid lekola in hiru detayota. The right enters into that perfected pillar in the middle, where it is included with the secret of the left, namely chesed of Zeranpin, which also includes its givurah, and enters its central column, which is Tiferet. Then Zeron Pin rises up to the primal point, which is Arichan Pin, and takes and possesses there. In Arichan Pin, Mochin, which is a thing according to the secret of the three points, the Cholam, the Sheruch, and the Shirik, which are called Holy Seed. For throughout, through the three sowings called Cholam, Kerik and Shuruk, the Mochin of Chachma are revealed, which are called holiness. The three points are therefore called holy seed, for no seed can be sown for the purpose of the Mochin, except according to this secret, namely the secret of the three sowings of Cholam, Shuruk, and Kerik, all referring to the illumination of the three points. Were united in the central column, which is Tiferet, and it emanated the foundation, Yesod, of the world. Because of this, Yesod is called all, because it holds on to all, namely the illumination of all three columns by the light of passion. In other words, because of the desire of the left for the light of the right, Yesod reconciles the left with the right and unites them. And because the central column acquires them, that column attains both of them and bestows them both on Yesod. Questions? Comments? Now you're going to tell me you understand this?
No.
So you should have a question.
But I don't know where to begin.
But if you don't know how to form your question,
right,
there's no vessel to hold the light.
Okay.
So I can talk and start to explain, but it's not going to penetrate.
Okay.
Put a question out. Simple question would be, what is it saying?
That's great. Explain that.
Okay. You can always ask a question in that general sense.
Okay.
Therefore, you have a vessel that can hold what it's talking about.
What is it saying, and how can I use that?
Well, those are the two perfect questions to ask. And maybe I'll know how to use it, maybe I won't, because it also applies to me.
Right.
I don't know what it said. But if I start talking, sometimes it flows.
Right now, I have to tell you also that don't eat while I have intense pain in my left arm and my shoulder. And I have slight chest pain.
How long?
About 15 minutes. It has 3 minutes. It's been really sharp. My neck is doing something.
Would you like to add about a nitroglycerin?
I don't think I should take that.
Why not? That's the best thing for it.
Your headache if you didn't need it.
I had the little headache. This muscle right here has been sore like crazy.
Get the nutriposa. Yeah.
Have you ever experienced this before?
Yeah, but you know when indigestion and gas. So the gas goes and it goes. And it doesn't come back.
And that may be what this is. And you just never know. But if the pain lasts. For me, they say after 15 minutes because I had an earlier event.
It's right here.
Is it running down your arm or just there?
It's like throbbing and stopping. It's not running down to the whole arm. It's not in the bicep. It's right here. Come up with it. Yeah, it's not an elbow.
No, it's above that.
I don't mean to disrupt this.
She's getting the nitrogen.
I have a rotator little injury thing in here that comes and goes. And it's been gone. So I don't know if that's being jealous or something.
No, it's just.
But I do.
Stop talking and breathe.
I've been breathing.
Stop talking and breathe.
Environment.
Stop talking and breathe.
Environment, which we're about a 5-minute run from their door.
Sit down.
From their dinner table.
Stop talking and breathe. Both of you. Just yo hey wah hey. Stop talking. It's for you to hear. Yo hey wah hey. Yo hey wah hey. Yo hey wah hey. Yo hey wah hey. Yo, hey, why, 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 hey. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Get it down to the diaphragm. Yo, hey, why, hey. Yo, hey, why, hey. Yo, hey, why, hey. Yo, hey, wah, 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 hey. May she. May she hey, may she hey, may she hey, El na rifana la, El na rifana la, El na rifana la, El na rifana la. May she, may she, may she, may she, Elna Rifanala, Elna Rifanala, Elna Rifanala, Elna Rifanala, Elna Rifanala. El na rifanala, 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 el na rifanala. Put it under your tongue. it under your tongue. Then let it dissolve. El Narifanala. 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 Meheshi. 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 It's wet.
Burning.
Meheshi. Meheshi. Is the pain still there?
It's been gone for about a minute.
Okay.
And truthfully, I've stopped this half a dozen times as all the year I taught my sinuses are open. Could be from the breathing.
Shall we continue?
Yes.
This verse is talking about the three vowels, the Cholam, Shirik, and Shirik. These are the vowels that relate to the three upper sephirot of Keter, Hachma, and Bina. These vowels are associated within the frame of Chesed, because every sephirah has 10 sephirot within it, odd into infinity. So you have 10 sephirot, and each one has 10 sephirot within it, and each one has 10 sephirot within it, and it just continues. And that's where all of the different creations, the different species of insects, the different species of people, they all come through this process, through the sephirot and the creative process. And that's actually what this verse is saying, that Malchut rises to Bina, rises to the level of brain. Manifestation rises to the level of thought. But when it does so, it takes with it all of the other sephirot. So Malchut of Chesed rises to the brain, the mochin, which is the Hebrew word for brain. It rises to the brain. It unifies with the brain. It feels the energy of the thought of creation. And when it comes back to its place, it brings that energy with it. It brings that light. And this discussion is, this light is the foundation of the world, upon which all worlds are erected, and from where all the souls are born. They're coming from the brain, from the consciousness of people who have risen there, who have passed away, and are now in the Garden of Eden in the mind brain, who are at the level of Tzaddikim. And what assists the creation of those souls is when human beings come together in the creative act of having sex, when there's no possibility of a baby being brought. So a woman who has passed menopause, when she is making love with her husband, that act is what's bringing the souls, it's causing the souls to be created in the mind of the creator. In that sense, we as human beings are co-creators. And all of that is integrated, and as what we learned earlier, is the firstborn right, not earlier, but in the last week's parasha, the firstborn right, the firstborn of any family participates in the creation of the other children. And he does so by being close to his mother and involved in that process.
I used to tease my brothers and tell them that they all followed me and that they were all, I knew their personalities.
And more than likely that was true.
Oh my goodness. Yes, Dave and Jackie B.
Oh, me too.
And every union, the parents are able to see the soul of the child that they are drawing. Most people are not connected on that level where they are able to see it, but those who are, they will tell you, you know, they saw the baby before it was born. They knew who was being drawn. Verse 38. Al yamina bihahu amuda shalim be'em sa'ita kalel biraza ishmela v'salek le'ela at nekuda kadma avinatel. Be achid taman mila didlet nekudin cholam shuruk kerik shezera kodesh deha late zara istera bar biraza dav itchabar kola biamuda. Emsaita Via Pek Yasoda Vialma Ukin Kahi Gre Koliahid the Kola Bin Kiru Teteota. If you've been having this for the year, you do need to do something about your stomach acid, because that's what's probably causing it, unless it comes back. But it shouldn't at this point.
This hasn't come in a while. I have 2 cups of coffee today, and I've been watching my stomach at my pH for the past year, off and on.
Well, off and on doesn't cut it, my friend. The right enters into the perfected, to that perfected pillar in the middle, where it is included with the secret of the left. I read that already. Sorry about that.
That's okay, I need that.
39. Sima la lachet bechot chokfa bearach bekol ho dargim arach recha veumecha hu tzechitu desha apach hahiyo nukva sihara vihahu lechitu chawa choshech begin dachawa mechoshech utrein sitrin ilain apiku tirein dargin eilen ilan chad devar v'chad nukva. The left is set ablaze by the force of might and smells. It exudes the odor throughout the grades, and from the glow of this fire, it emanates the feminine principle called moon. This blazing is considered to be darkness because it extends from darkness. And these two sides, the right and the left, produce these two grades, one male and one female. Because Yesod, which is male, emanated from the rule of the right of Zeranpin. The feminine principle emanates from the left column of Zeranpin.
I get that.
What is it you get? Explain it to me.
Okay. That what I see is that the feminine side is reflecting the light that comes from the male. Although that is in darkness at the beginning, what you get, the light from the moon or from that feminine aspect, is the perfect reflection of what she gets from the masculine side.
Does the moon reflect that light all the time?
It reflects the light. It reflects the light, exactly what it comes back to it. But we can't see it because the earth is on the other side.
I look up and see the moon all the time, but I don't see it reflecting all of the light all the time.
Well,
that only happens on the full moon.
Right.
So.
Well, there's a shadow in the middle.
And darkness comes from the concept,
especially now,
of the feminine or desire. Male means sharing and female means desire. The desire is considered feminine. Desire is considered negative. That's the negative pole, and that's why it's considered darkness. It's not a negative darkness.
No,
it's just darkness.
Dark. And just
darkness relative to the sun.
Right. Yeah, of course.
That's what this verse is saying.
Right. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I get that part. And I also get that in a earthly relationship, what the woman receives from her husband is reflected right back to her.
That's correct, because it becomes a circuit of energy.
Right.
It's not a reflection.
It's
a circle of energy, circuit of energy. Verse 40. Yesoda Tosefet Nehora Dehawa Beya Dekevan Dehahu Amuda De Emsaita Ishtelem Beaved Shilam Lakol Sitrin Hideni Itosha Beya Nehiru Mela Uko See dream the head ba the cola bea who may ha who to sefet the head one up you so da the army be gray musa may ha kanahim call hayali litata verutin the nishmatin Adishim, Birazai, Dalit, Bab Dalit, Siva Ot, El Elohe, Haru Kot. Vincent, are you in pain?
No. I'm not in pain.
Do you have insurance?
No, I don't. I do. I should. No, I don't have any.
You need any physical insurance?
No, I don't. I'm great.
So you need to monitor your stomach, your acid, so that it doesn't recur.
Right.
You need to start your day with the lemon juice and drink lots of water.
Yeah, I haven't had a lot of water in the past 3 days. I tried, but I haven't.
His son holds on to the central pillar and receives the additional light that was in it. This refers to the light of Chachma, which is an additional light for Zerahim. The central column, Zeron Pin, is entirely complete by Chachma and by Chasadim. By the way, I'm not a doctor and I'm not prescribing anything.
Dude, you're with the best doctor. I trust you totally.
Well, that's not the point. The point is the recording will be picked up by the NSA. And so I want to be clear, I'm not giving you medical advice.
Gotcha.
Because of the peace he brought to all sides, thus it has received additional light, Mochin from above, namely from Arif and Pin, which is Chachma, and from all sides, namely from the right and left. From its own central column, it has achieved Chasadim and Giburot, and the joy of all the worlds is in it. This is the secret of the illumination of Chachma that eliminates all the Klipot. And from this adding of gaiety, the foundation, the yesod of the world, issued and is called additional, Lusa. From here, yesod, all the lower powers, spirits, and holy souls of the righteous are emanated according to the secret of the sacred names, Yudhe Vavhe Tzivaot, which means that he is a letter, also a sign, that appears in all the hosts. He is also called El, the Elohim of the spirits, from whom all the spirits and souls of the righteous emanate. This is teaching what I talked about earlier, that when the human beings come together in unity and in sexual activity, where there's no possibility of bringing a child, they are connecting to the brain level and creating souls that will then emanate and become manifest into various children throughout the world.
Even though they're not physically creating a child. Okay.
Well, they are creating a child, potential child.
Okay.
The soul is.
The soul is.
That soul has to go where it can be physically manifest.
Yes.
If it can't be manifested, then.
Well, why would it be manifested?
It cannot be manifested by them.
Right.
Yeah.
It will go to another child.
That's the reason why.
Yes.
Okay, got it. That's where I need to go. Okay. And I say got it because I understood what you said. I don't understand all of it. I just, you know.
Wait 10 years, you'll understand more of it.
That's great.
You still won't understand all of it.
That's great. That's even great.
Verse 41.
Yes.
Laila don kol haaretz misifra dismala mehahu hoshe ugin dihahu hoshe Tiltea, Leit Kalala, Yamina, the Halesh, Tiltea, Impesha, Minea, Hailaila, Kachare, Leit Pashta, Hailaila, Adla, Isteyain. Ahu Hoshe, Al the Iskalel, Beyamina, Beyamina, Abeglea, Bishtar, Bigreyu, Ailaila. The night, master of all earth, is the feminine principle. She emanated from the left side, from the darkness, because the entire desire of that darkness was to be included within the right column and receive the light, its power was weakened. When night began to expand from the left before its structure was completed, the darkness, namely the left column, entered and merged with the right column, and the right held on to it. Night then was left lacking at its end, because its source, which is the left column, disappeared in the right column and did not help it reach completion. So now there are two things lacking in the feminine principle: the aspect of the night, meaning darkness instead of light, and her structure was not completed by the left.
How do we complete or add those two things?
How do we complete what?
What's missing?
What are you talking about?
You said the two things are missing.
Yes, I know what I said.
Okay,
but you're not asking the question clearly.
Okay.
But what are you talking about? You're saying, how do we complete?
Or how does it happen?
How do we complete what? Because you have to know what this is referring to.
The feminine.
But every feminine where?
Okay, got you. I got
feminine is Malchut. It says it, defines it.
Okay.
At the beginning of the verse, it says that. That night
is incomplete.
Is the master of all the earth.
Okay.
But then at the end it says it's incomplete.
Because it joined to the light,
but
to the right.
Night?
Dark.
It's a code word.
Darkness.
Darkness, but that's also a code word. What is it a code word for? I just mentioned it earlier.
Feminine,
but what else? I mentioned it earlier. Darkness is a code word. Light, night is a code word for
negative
energy. Okay.
The desire, the feminine desires the light, and it is willing to subsume itself, to lower itself, to be within the light.
Boy, isn't that just the truth?
Christ.
That is just the truth.
And that's how it manifests in our world between male and female. The woman is willing to lower herself to receive the life from the male, the sharing aspect versus the receiving aspect. But there is a time at the moment of creation of the sun and the moon where they were equal. And the central column implies equality with the light slightly, the right side slightly stronger. Because if they were equal, they'd be in conflict.
Let's see.
And also, if they were equal, they would run out of the sharing. They would run out of light, God forbid. So by the right, the sharing being slightly more, the vessel will always be fulfilled.
So let me ask.
So women will stick with a man even if he is a bad man.
Yes, that's
submit.
What we observe.
Submit unto your husband. Women, submit unto your husband. And that's part of that. That has nothing to do with
it. I am not familiar with anywhere in the Torah.
No, I don't remember hearing that either.
I'm trying to put it in the right way. So, okay, never mind.
Yeah, that's
dogma.
As a Jewish woman, there is no sense of submission. Let me tell you something. We deserve happiness.
We want happiness. That's different.
We want happiness.
We demand
happiness.
That's also true. But anytime you say you deserve something,
you've lost.
You lowered yourself.
Yeah. But women want happiness. We'll give you anything in the whole world.
They want joy, which is the more expansive form of happiness.
Well, the only joy I've ever known is when I was dead, or maybe once or twice in my life that was really, but for a second or two.
But why would you expect more? What did you do to earn more? You don't deserve anything. What did you do to earn more?
I did a lot. I really think that I did a whole lot.
If you really think you did a whole lot, you're also falling. Because that's your ego.
Well, my ego is speaking there.
Okay.
My ego, and
that's
I
what
tell
free
you,
choice is all about.
That's right. And I did, and look where it got me.
And that's the point.
That's the point.
That I am raising.
But I needed to be here. I needed to be here. It's a good thing.
I know it's a good thing, because otherwise it would not happen. But that doesn't mean that it's the best thing. It doesn't mean it's the shortest process to the Creator.
No, I am.
But what is the shortest?
What is the shortest process,
which you don't want to listen to because your mouth is open? No, you can't hear when your mouth is open. The human being is not capable of speaking and hearing at the same time. The shortest process is letting go of your ego. And when someone says to you, that's your ego speaking, don't agree and say it's good, because it's not the best.
That I can agree with. It's not the best. But
so why do you want it?
But it got me here, and this is where I needed to be.
Because you needed to let go of your ego.
And I didn't do it for...
And until you do it, you can't get out of here.
40 years.
Until you do it, you can't get out of there. That's the lesson of this verse. Verse 42. Uma dechoshech teyuteya lichalala baot Ache laila fiuteya lichalala bayom hoshech kara nehoreya ugin ka ape darga digreu vil la bin piru ho she la na her la kad at kelel baor la la bin afa mine ya la da na her la kad at kelel baor the real Delilah, La Ishtelem, Ela Kimusa, Made Itosa, Akadarahaka. Just as darkness, which is the left, desires to be included within the right, within the light of the right column, so the feminine principle, which is night, desires to be included within day. Darkness, which is the left column, abated its light because it had not yet completed the structure of the feminine principle. Because of this, it produced the grade of the female with an incomplete structure and without light, namely with the two aforementioned defects. Therefore, the feminine principle required two reforms. To bring her light and free her from her darkness, and two, to complete her structure. Darkness, the left column, cannot illuminate unless it merges with the light of the right. And the same applies to the night, which is constructed in the left and emerges from it. It does not show any light unless it merges with the day. So the defect of the structure of the night is not completed until the Musa, the additional prayer, which is the additional light that Yesod has received from the central column, namely the excessive illumination of Chachma in Zeranpin. And this additional light completes the structure of the feminine principle. So what was added to one place is diminished in another. This means that what was added to the Sefirah of Yesod of Zeranpin by the central column, the left column of Zeranpin, has caused a diminution and lack in the feminine principle. But Yesod fills up this lack with its additional light.
Oh my God.
Question. I don't understand.
That's a statement.
Is this unstable? This is instability trying to stabilize. Is this instability trying to stabilize?
I wouldn't describe it that way.
Okay. Is this trying to correct something here? Okay. Wait.
What is a vessel without its fulfillment?
Empty. It's not really a vessel.
Oh, no, it's a vessel.
It's a vessel.
Okay. It has desire.
Okay.
But it doesn't have fulfillment. It's not complete.
Okay.
That's what it's describing. It's describing the relationship between Zeranpin and Malchut.
Yes.
Zeranpin, in this verse, is being called Yesod. Yesod is the foundation. That's the translation of the word Yesod.
Right, foundation.
Okay. But it's essentially an active secret. The yud at the beginning of a Hebrew word means activity.
Okay.
And then it's yesod. Sod means secret. Yesod in the physical world is the male organ.
Okay, right, okay.
And there are two components to the male organ, the crown and the stem.
Okay.
When you do a mistake, you leave the crown inside the vulva or the vagina of the woman.
Right.
Now that's metaphorically because we're dealing on spiritual levels.
Okay.
But understanding it physically. Now, teshuvah, repentance, reattaches the stem to the crown and brings the unity. The separation, when the stem is separated from the crown, there can be no light transferred to Malchut. Malchut is feminine.
Yeah.
Malchut
wedge connected to the higher levels, to the Zeron-Pit level. And human beings have the ability to separate as well as to bring them together. And what separation creates light, darkness. Bringing them together reaffirms and recreates the light, which is what this verse is talking about. That you sow that as additional light to share with Mahut, because Yesod is the central column. Yesod, not Yesod, Mahut is the left column. But when Yesod and Mahut are in unity, Mahut moves to the central column because she has fulfillment.
I'm trying to see that on the tree, and I'm remembering these symbols, but I'm really not.
The mistake you're making is trying to see it on the tree.
I bet. I do it.
Rabbi Ashlag teaches us that all of those glyphs, all of those charts, lead to corruption in your understanding.
Gotcha.
Because you're only looking at two dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at a static picture.
Okay.
And the Sephirot are not static. They change.
They're multidimensional?
They're multidimensional in and of themselves.
Got it.
And so anytime you try and picture a two or even a three-dimensional tree of life, you're corrupting your understanding.
Okay. Wow.
You just want to say something?
I'm just, to what Vincent was saying, I don't think that I've ever tried to visualize that in the tree. That.
So you're used to seeing the glyph is static.
Yes.
It doesn't move. It doesn't, that's not true.
But the glyph is not the thing. That's just.
There's an ancient Buddhist metaphor. There's an ancient Buddhist metaphor that explains it very well. There's the moon. Stop looking at my finger.
I'm looking at your face right now.
But it's the same idea.
Yeah.
There's the moon means look at the moon. Don't look at my finger looking at the moon. Point. Understand the truth, not the metaphor. Understand the truth, not the two dimensions, because there's much more to it than that.
I've got a personal one.
Okay.
Lana and I have been married 2 years. We were having a certain amount of dysfunctionality in the way that we related to one another. First of all, she was my intellectual giant, and I could follow along and put the pieces together, but it took a little bit of time. In a certain need for her to seek wisdom, she called Rabbi Chaim, who was Shabbat in Los Angeles. He understood perfectly. She had been his student. I got on the phone with him. He explained to me, in a way that I could trace the underlying pattern of what he was telling me without knowing the superstructure, the tree of life, the Kabbalistic view. Yeah, okay, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. I drew that parallel, not him. He was explaining to me in terms of the relationship between the sun and the moon.
Mm-hmm. I'm always heard.
I'm sitting here at the beginning of our session looking into a mud puddle that suddenly became crystal clear. He told me what I needed to know, but I didn't know until now.
Verse 43. viraza vihamuda vihamsaita vikalsi drin uginka itosa veya tirin itvan vilelya giriu veya ilain tirin vimein kara ketiva yivra Wigara Mineya Bab Yud Upti Kara Laila Akara Zadishma Vishivin Utrain Atwan Kalifa Dikitra Ila The Musa, which is Yesod of Zerantir, contains the secret of the supernal point, which is Arifantin, and the secret of the central column, which is Tiferet of Zerantin, that reconciles all sides. Because of this, two letters were added to Yesod, which are Vav and Yud in the phrase, and Elohim called, the Hebrew word is Vayikra, the light day, and Elohim called the light day, in which the letter Vav alludes to the light of Chasadim that is received from the central column, and the Yud to the light of Chachmah that is received from Arishantin. In the emanation of the feminine principle, which is night, these two letters were missing. So of her it is written, Chara, without the Vav and the Yud. Of the day, which is Yesod, it is written by Yikra. He subtracted in the feminine principle the letters Vav and Yud from Vayikra, and so it is written of her only. He called Kara, night. Here lies the secret of the name with the 72 letters that are inscribed in the supernal crown, referring to the secret of the letters Vav and Yud.
Wow.
Is that why they call it Vayikra? I'm sorry, I didn't do that.
No, but because they called it Vayikra, they are connecting to that energy of the Vav and the Yud,
yes, okay,
and connecting to the creative process, and that's why it restores the effect on males.
I had to have that question.
No, you were making a joke, but that's okay.
No, I had to have that question and make a joke. I said, wow, because you just said it, and I just heard it, and I said, wow. There's no coincidence.
The cause is always spiritual.
Mm.
You know, you're saying, we all look and say, you know, it's a physical item, it's a pill.
Mm-hmm.
That's what does it, but that's not what does it.
No.
What does it is the energy, the essence of a pill, which is the connected to its name, Vav and Yud.
Okay.
That's the end of the section. So are there any questions?
Think on this and meditate. Can this be used to correct one's actions as well? Beyond or along with
you were talking about the how to turn on the light. This is the creation of the light.
Okay.
When you turn on the light, you are forming the light. There's a difference between creation and formation. Formation starts with something that's there and changes its form. Creation is something from nothing. Something from nothing. There's only been one thing created in all of the worlds, and that's desire. But all the desires have different forms.
Wow, that's great. I mean, that's awesome. I like that.
So that, the answer to your question is, how do you use it in your life?
Yeah.
Finding by strike.
Okay.
That changes the form. It takes you from one metaphorical world, movie picture.
Right.
To another metaphorical world, movie picture.
Okay.
That's how you use this. And it's alluding to it with the 72 names of God that are connected to the Vav, because light the light of Chokmah cannot be sensed unless it has a garment called the light of Chassidim.
The light of Chokmah cannot be sensed unless it has the garment of
Chassidim.
And what is a garment? It's a vessel.
Okay, a vessel.
The inner essence is the light of Chokmah. Light of Chokmah eliminates negativity. Light of Chassidim shines light onto the negativity. But some of that negativity was strong enough to overcome that one. It could never overcome the light of Chokmah.
Okay. And the light of Chokmah is
the fulfillment of the desire.
Of the desire.
Are there any questions on the conference call? I just want to address one issue for the recordings. Since you heard a number of minutes of holy names being used for healing purposes, you should understand that that's not an interruption in the class. It was meant to be, or it wouldn't have happened. Now, could it have been in a shorter process? Yes. But yet, it still needed to occur, or it would not have occurred. And so I don't consider it an interruption, or even a break in the process of learning. And I hope you begin to understand that concept. Have a beautiful evening. And my next class is also a Zohar class, which will be at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Mountain, and 7 o'clock Pacific. Have a beautiful evening.